Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz, and I'm actually in real time trying to schedule two express COVID tests.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Look, it's for my youngest son and myself. Everything is fine, and if this shit was like 8 months ago, I'd be like, walk it off, go, you're going to school, okay? Mm. But because I am a grown-up, we're going to do what we got to do. So not even long story short, so what's happening is my youngest son, Jeremiah, was hearing kind of a persistent cough, not severe, low-grade fever, occasional chills. But as time was going on, I'm like, okay. He had a couple of headaches, and I'm like, okay, I have to shut everything down. Like the cable guy was supposed to come today. We canceled the cable guy appointment. Like, you know, things like that. Okay, just things. Shut it down. And for myself, I had been thinking, well, you know what? I think I should get tested again because I was tested in mid-June. So I thought, well, let's just put in for his. Even though school's remote, it's still like real school. Like you're on a microscope, you know. So I put in for the excused absence, all of these things. And right now, as I'm doing, talking to you, I am filling out, not quite successfully, an express appointment request for the two of us. My hope is that this will be a little bit of a wake-up call for him, and that's it, and that I'm doing my due diligence as a parent, as a citizen, as an adult, and, you know, is my stomach in knots? Absolutely. Has my digestion and my stomach been affected from the beginning since March, since all of this has been going down? Hell yeah. Are we going through ascension symptoms at the same time? Why not? So it's just a lot, but I'm calm. And, the great thing about doing this show, like one thing I don't have to be concerned with is canceling. So
right.
I'm here doing the best that I can. I'd rather not multitask. But I just gotta see if I could book these appointments, if I can do that remotely. But there we go. Hi, how are you?
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Hey, how you doing today, girl? Hey. You want to swap some recipes, some fashion tips?
Some makeup tutorials.
I know those are your expertise.
I'm a whiz at that kind of stuff. I only had time to sort through all my equipment, my stuff, you know, my products.
Your products. Stop it. Go through your product line. Oh, did you consult with Kylie Jenner? Because I know she's your mentor. Right, girl. Yes, it's the Alisa Bagel Insensible Shoe Collection, I think.
I moisturize.
And this is why
every
we
day.
Have to laugh. This is why we have to laugh, because I can't. I just can't, you know? I just can't. So as I'm filling out this automated, please book us two appointments for instant results. I really want to do the – and I booked to – which I didn't even mention, I'm going to New Mexico a week from Thursday, allegedly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. To see Teresa Crozier, who Anna also did a one-on-one retreat. But since I'm a rule breaker and quite clairvoyant, I told her the second I walked in 2 years ago, I'm going to break every rule and we're going to become friends. And she didn't know me from anything. And she's looking at me like, excuse me? And guess what? I broke every rule and we're really good friends. But there you go. You know, thank goodness that things are set up, fortunately, that you can get out of things a lot easier than you could have pre-corona. You don't get penalized to move to rebook a ticket or what have you. So, you know, seriously, at the end of the day, you know, no big deal, but damn. There we go. So.
Well, I don't have any trips planned. We are going to the mountains. My family and I, we're going to the mountains in November for a long weekend.
Nice. Who's going?
So it was just my parents are coming, and then my brother, sister-in-law, and niece. I don't know if my aunt is going to want to come because there's just a lot of steps. Well, not a lot of steps, but it's going to be in the mountains. And she has been coughing, so we've been like, well, she's kind of been opting out of doing a lot of things socially because of that. It all started because you know, my parents normally take a big trip every year, and you know, my dad mentioned that they were looking at doing the Northern Lights. And again, because my mom is just, you know, she's stuck on that, and these are parents that don't like cold weather.
Wow, but God bless. And what a good husband he is to your mom, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's so nice.
He likes to travel. He likes to travel.
Well, of course.
And nature is really his draw. It's not so much, he doesn't really care about buildings, you know, cathedrals, any of these ancient structures. He just wants to see nature. So
right.
He will brave the cold because the lights are pretty amazing. But, you know, he said, oh, yeah, I was looking, but I just don't know if any of these places are taking people. I said, well, we probably should just stick, you know, domestically.
Uh-huh.
And even then, because we live in the South, we may have to just be prepared for doing some things ahead of time, quarantining, whatever. But I said, I don't think you should be traveling, like, right now. I think maybe we look for something next year if we're really going somewhere beyond the South. And I said, well, what about, like, you guys always love seeing the leaves change. And I had seen something in one of my emails for my wine tour business about they always promote different things happening around the state. And so there's a Blue Ridge, like, scenic railway. So it's a short, like, a train trip through the mountains. And it goes up to just crosses the border into Tennessee and back. It's like a four-hour trip. And I thought, well, that's different because we don't ever really take trains. And that could be really pretty, you know. So I mentioned it. He's like, yeah, okay. And then my brother's like, well, we can get a cabin, you know, and we can do a long weekend. And then they weren't interested in necessarily doing the train ride. They're very wary of taking Isabel, you know, with a bunch of people.
Yes, of course.
So they said, but maybe we can just, you know, find a nice cabin and do that. So I found a nice cabin.
Of course you did.
North Carolina.
Nice.
And so we're all set. It's just like going to be for like 2 nights and 3 days. And yeah, so I'm excited that we can spend all
this
time together. It'll be like early November.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's good because, you know, there's a little breathing room, and you never know if maybe the South won't be as under a microscope as it is right now with restrictions, et cetera.
Right.
I mean, we just don't know, like, freaking, you know, day to day. You're just, you know, minding your own business and you're scheduling an express test or you're getting ready to go to the mountains. Like we just things happen, things change, and we just are very adaptable. And the good thing is because so much work is done remotely, it's you're still able to, like, for instance, I'm able to well, the podcast is, you know, immune, but if I'm able to still go on a Zoom call, you know, earn some money, do what I have to do, and still be safe and still, you know, not lose income. You know, you can work from home if you're quarantining. But I'm just claiming that when we do the show on Thursday, that we got the instant testing and the results and that all is well, and that my teenager realizes that this shit is real.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he doesn't think that it is, and he's very responsible. And, you know, it was just, you know, bittersweet because I noticed that he was, like, playing his video games, but he was wearing his mask in the house and very diligent
at
washing his hands. And I put a can of Lysol in the bathroom so, you know, he can spray everything. And you know, and as a mom, I'm not going to be all up in his face, but as a mom, you know, I'm going to get tested too, whatever has to happen. Like, I can't not parent or be, you know, right there for my child, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. So.
I'm just checking the chat room. So hello to Analytic Witch and Raven Spirit. I did have a message from Will Ferry, who was in and now is not in the chat, but she did leave a question.
Okay.
In the main thread, so I have seen it, but, you know, I was talking, so. I figured we'd just go ahead and address it. Oh, she's back in. Good.
So,
Will Ferry wrote, hello, Liz and Lisa. I had a job interview at company Infinitech today. The interviewer was a bit harsh, but still said that he would get back to me after a few days. He will check my references first. The question here is, I wonder if my references, and she mentions a couple of initials, I don't know if you need those or not.
Mm-hmm.
There are two women. I wonder if my references, Mrs. RP and Mrs. DG, will give positive feedback about me. Do you pick up anything about that, please? Thanks.
I'm going to be really honest. I can't split my focus right this second, but the hit that I'm getting, I'm just trying to schedule this appointment before I lose this slot for my son. What I want to say is I'm reminded of, and I'm pretty sure it was her. Wasn't there a while ago, several weeks ago, I picked up on energy on the workplace, two different women. Do you remember that?
I remember you picking up on energy. I don't necessarily know the details. I can't remember the details.
Yeah, I wonder if Little Fairy does. But I'm thinking about where... one person, are they not going to take him because he's too young? Oh, my God. Okay, what is the parent supposed to do? They're saying his date of birth is invalid. Okay. Yes, she can multitask. I don't prefer to multitask, but if she has to, she has to. Okay, trying his birthday again. Oh, okay. But I remember... Okay, two things are happening all at once. So I do have it on a split screen in my brain. Okay, so with Little Fairy, I'm remembering a time where she had a parallel concern at the workplace, and there was like two women. And I'm kind of feeling it's similar. I don't think she has anything to worry about. My feeling is, even if she's thinking that, okay, maybe, like, we can't go into somebody's mind and pretend we know what they're going to do. Okay, so number one, let's just take that weight off of us, little fairy, okay? Like, that burden, we can't. Let Source do Source's job. Know that you are open to all the beautiful possibilities of your life, and I feel that you're concerned that maybe one of them may not speak as favorably as you would imagine, would like, or fantasize. But a lot of times, people don't get that vindictive. So it might not be a glowing review. Of course, we all want that, but it might be neutral enough. So that's what I'm getting. That it's reminding me of that dynamic that she mentioned quite a while back.
Yeah, and she said these are not the same women from my workplace.
No,
I know you didn't say. I know you didn't say that.
Okay, sorry.
And then,
thank you.
And then. She said, I worked with these women previously, and I am concerned about one of them indeed. So you were right on hearing that.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you can't do anything about it. You know, you're going to be concerned.
Yeah.
You say, okay, I put it on the altar. I pray for her to be in the best state of consciousness, so that will support a great result on my behalf. So, yeah. So that's what I have for that. And I can't believe they're not. See, and I heard this, that it's not easy to get your child tested. Why?
Wow.
So what does one do? Because on this automated form, they're saying date of birth is invalid. And what am I going to do, lie?
Right.
Damn it. Only to go there to, you know. I mean, let's see. I'm going to try a different year. I'm going to just try this. Okay, sorry. So we're doing this in real time, people, as we do on the Lois Effect. Okay, so if he was born in 2003, that would make him 17. Let's just see if date. Okay, let's try 2001. Okay, sorry. So anyway, I'm just trying to sort this out because these appointments, it's automated. So if you don't grab it, you don't get it.
Right.
It's like the, you know.
Well, just while you're doing that, Lil Fairy,
thank you.
She wrote, makes sense. What we all said, and no sign of the cute guy from work, by the way, but staying open and positive. She said,
That's all you can do.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, while you're figuring out, hopefully that'll all
thank
work
you.
Out.
I wonder if there are already restrictions.
If there are already restrictions just set up, it sounds like it, in that system where, I don't know if they say anywhere, where it's like, under this age, we're not doing that.
Yeah,
and so that's what's interesting.
Yeah, I have heard this in the grapevine, through the grapevine, that it's hard to get a child. Well, if this mother has to, you know, it's not the first time. I have to lie to get what I need. she got to take care of the babies.
but for me,
yes, please talk.
I did a. Had a day off, one day off on Sunday, and went down to an area in Atlanta called Atlantic Station. And there's a woman there who has, like, they have like these makers markets. And so she has crystals, mostly it's crystals, and she's very intuitive. I met her at a psychic fair a few months ago, probably a year ago. I got a ring from her and loved it. And so she finally has set up a little market booth on the weekends. And I follow her on Instagram. Her name's Destiny, and her boutique is called Egyptian Eyes Boutique. And so I've been wanting to see her. She usually goes to the psychic fairs, but I'm so busy on the weekends that I can't make it. And now she's set up in a place that I don't normally go in that direction when I travel. I usually go out of town. So I made the effort to come down there and, of course, you know, find all kinds of stuff I want to get. But I got a...
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Did it work?
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Now I'm getting a call from the Small Business Administration disaster. All right, just keep talking. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay.
Sorry.
So those of you who are interested in stones and crystals, I ended up getting a little pyramid, an amethyst pyramid that if people who do this, I end up, whatever speaks to me, I'm like, I gotta pick it up. I gotta know more about it. This one, I wasn't sure what it was. It looked a little more smoky than anything, but she said it was an amethyst. So that's a little amethyst pyramid. I got an opalite ring, which I didn't know anything about opalite, which is not a natural crystal. I guess it's man-made, but it's translucent. It's kind of cool. So the things that I was looking at, I was drawn to it, and when she's telling me what they're for, I'm like, oh, okay. So I think this opalite was for like stress and anxiety, and helping you get some rest. I'm like, okay, yeah, that works. And then I always like amethyst, but I'm just curious. And for people in the chat room, if you are also into crystals or stones, if there are any crystals that have kind of, gotten your interest. I brought two friends with me. We all did brunch earlier, and I picked that place, the brunch place, or I encouraged the brunch place because it was so close to where I needed to go. But I brought my two friends over, and they ended up getting something too. One of my friends got a malachite bead, a bracelet, a beautiful green. And then another friend bought something for his sister. I want to say it was like an onyx. It was very beautiful. For her birthday's coming up next month. So I don't know. I don't know if people get into it. I say I'm not that into it, but I look around and over the years I've collected quite a few stones. And there are things that just, when they speak to me, I'll hold it for a while. And even like the first ring I bought from this woman over a year ago, she wraps a lot of her stuff in copper, which I really like. But this one, I liked it, and it had to do with my intuition, with my my sixth chakra, actually, third eye, but sixth chakra. And it was a labradorite ring. And I got a lot of compliments on it. But at one point, it started falling off. And I think I may have mentioned this on one of the shows back in the day. The ring was just falling off. Now, sometimes, and I heard this a long time ago with stones, is that, you know, they'll eventually either like be done with what they need to do with you, and a lot of them will try to like just get back into the earth. So so this one kept falling off, and granted, it did need to be tightened a little bit, but even as my intention was to go to meet Destiny at the psychic fair, because she said, just bring it back anytime. If you have any problems with it, if you need it to be resized, just bring it back and I'll make the adjustments. So I was planning on going, and as I left the house, the ring fell off my hand. And then I get there, and she actually couldn't make it that day. I could have gone the day before she was there, but she couldn't make it on that Sunday. So it was interesting how these energies play or work. Sometimes it is play, but I thought it was pretty interesting to have
back.
Good.
Sorry.
To have
okay, go
the,
ahead. Keep talking.
Mm-hmm. To have the ring finally adjusted, and then to add another ring to my collection. I'm all about it. I'm just so happy.
Because girl, you're blinged out.
And I don't wear a lot of. I don't really wear a lot of my jewelry, and because I have now taken care of Isabel, who notices everything.
Sure.
And has to touch everything. But this opalite ring, it's smooth, so there's nothing It's just, it is itself, the ring, it's not wrapped in anything. And so she, of course, looked at it and was playing with it, but it was, I didn't feel like she was going to, you know, get cut or snagged or anything like that. But that actually brings me to a dream I had.
I don't know how helpful I'm going to be, but hit me.
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's not. I don't think it's that deep. Oh, but there are. It just mentioned.
But some. Go ahead.
You had given me. It was a selenite. It's made out of selenite, which I love selenite. Mm-hmm. That's probably one of the first stones I ever bought. Was a selenite, a little selenite wand. They call it. But it's just small, like maybe 3 or 4 inches. And for some reason, I'm like, I need to have it. Anyway, in the dream, you had gifted me the selenite wand, but it was more like a candle, like a taper.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really sweet. Uh-huh. And then, so that was the only part of that dream. Because then it goes into me driving. I'm driving with some friends. I'm the one in the driver's seat. And as we're driving along the highway, that's busy. I guess it's in town. I'm noticing cars coming closer and closer to hitting other cars. And I'm just on alert, I'm like, whoa, what's going on there? And I'm trying to be mindful of giving myself space because these cars are so close. And then sure enough, at some point, one of the cars ahead of us hits the other car. So there's all this, you know, there's accidents happening in front of me. I look in a rearview mirror, and there are all these accidents behind me as well. In fact, there's like a gap. Like all those, for the amount of time I've traveled, the rearview mirror is showing that all these accidents, and there's like, you know, fire trucks, and you know, you see the sirens. All there's like a bit of space between me and what I can see in the rearview mirror. So it wasn't like right behind me, but I had apparently avoided all that. But then there's this mess up ahead, and I see to my right, like I can get off and like go through a parking lot, or at least get out from around, and you try to get around this mess, because obviously if I just stay, I'm gonna get stuck. So I move, but in the parking lot, it's full of water, like it's flooded. And we've had rains recently,
right?
So I'm looking at it like, well, you know, I'm not familiar with this parking lot, so I don't know how deep it is. And I'm wondering out loud with my friends, like, I'm wondering, you know, will we still get stuck here, or is it safe if I drive slow enough? Can I drive through this parking lot and out the other side and bypass all of this? And that's when I wake up. So. Anyway.
Well, yeah, the only thing that I would ask is, and I'm sure you know this, what are the characteristics of that stone? Like what?
Oh, of like
the selenite.
Wait a minute,
the stone that I gave you, or the crystal, whatever it was.
Yeah, selenite.
Selenite.
What's interesting about selenite? It's a clear crystal, but it's soft, so you cannot get it wet. Like you cannot. You have to keep it. You have to keep it safe. You can't.
Well, that's
just,
an
like,
important
hey.
Detail. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, selenite.
Because you talked about the water.
You're so good.
Even as she's scheduling her, even as she's trying to save her baby. She's on it, on the lowest effect. Even as she's looking for an insurance card in her, yeah. Right. Oh, my God. Help me, Lord Jesus. Okay. Anyway.
Selenite. And I have a little crystal Bible here. And these are things that I do remember from when I first got it. It has a very fine vibration and brings clarity of mind, opening the crown and higher crown chakras and accessing angelic consciousness and higher guidance.
There you go.
Pure selenite is a link to the light body, helping to anchor it in the earth vibration. Yep. So it's a calm stone, instills deep peace, and is excellent for meditation or spiritual work. Telepathy is enhanced by each person holding a piece of pure vibration selenite.
There you go.
The purest translucent white selenite has an ethereal quality and is said to inhabit the place between light and matter. An ancient stone, it is nevertheless one of the most powerful crystals for the new vibration of Earth. It is that selenite wands, which is what you had gifted me, can be used to detach entities from the aura or for preventing anything external from influencing the mind.
Well, there you go.
I will use it if I feel a little out of whack, like physically, like if I need to get an adjustment, but I can't, you know, I have to wait. Or like a hip feels out, I'll sleep on it and I'll feel better.
Right.
It aligns the spinal column and promotes flexibility. It guards against epileptic seizures. How about that? Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a cool stone. I remember just being so entranced by it years ago. This is probably when I was still as a student, like student studying under Lois. And I may have been working with her at a booth, and I had a chance to walk around and end up buying. I don't know if that was the case, but I remember buying it and showing her. She's like, wow, that's really nice.
Wow.
This also says here, carrying the imprint of all that has happened in the world, selenite reaches other lives and is very useful for checking on progress made and for accessing the plan for the present life from the between lives state.
Mm-hmm.
It pinpoints lessons and issues that are still being worked upon and shows how they can best be resolved.
See, there's so much that's why I was focused. I focused on that because there's that's what we all needed to hear, really. You know, what you're focusing on.
Right.
Right, or what your intention is, or what have you.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Raven has written here, she says, yeah, she has several stones she collected over the years, and they all did different things. Yes. Yesterday, I had a few tests for my heart. Mainly for family history. But if you get anything, I would appreciate it. And she said she'd listen.
The heart
to the
is good.
Okay.
The heart is good. The heart is good. I'm wondering about digestion. Not serious, but just I'm just wondering if there's any stomach gastric discomfort.
And she said her internet seems to be going in and out, so she may or may not be able
okay.
to answer. She said.
But yes, the heart, I don't see anything with the heart.
Okay, good.
She's strong like bull. Oh, what's wrong with me? Oh, my God, I'm losing my mind. Okay, listen.
Oh, she says still working on stomach. So I guess there is some stuff.
Well,
I
felt it. Thank you. Yeah, well, that's good. That's good because if I'm picking up on the stomach, okay, which I did, and I'm not picking up on the heart, hello? So, you know, the odds are pretty good that, look, she's doing the right thing, very parallel to what I'm doing for my son and myself. Like, I know in my core, we ain't got no corona.
Mm-hmm.
I know we don't. I know that he needs a little wake-up call. He needs to be hyper-aware. He needs to remember that, and he is, but at the same token, every time anybody goes outside, we just are at risk. So this really brings the lesson, you know, to the front of his mind that let's minimize the risk. And whether it's express test, well, he's going to get an express test. They're like, you can't sign up for another test. You have to wait. I'm like, okay, bitch. Okay, but at least my son is. at least my son is registered. You know, I'm not the primary concern here, so I'm going to take him. I would love to get my test scheduled along with his, but if I can't, I'll get over it. I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And but at least for his instant result, we'll know whether we need to quarantine or not, or if I need to cancel, you know, my plans, my this, my that, whatever.
Right.
I feel all is well. I have had, like I said before, a very sensitive stomach. But then again, that's also part of Ascension symptoms. And it's also part of, like, we're going through, it's 7 months, going on 7 months of a very heightened shock. So it's going to, you've had skin issues. It's going to find its way. You know, our bodies are containing our spirit. Like, it's going to, okay, you get that and you roll with it and you put it on the altar to be healed. Okay, fine. We roll with it. Do I think I have a chronic illness? Absolutely not. Do I think anybody in my household has the coronavirus? Absolutely not. Am I going to do the right thing? Of course I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think Raven is fine with the heart. But okay. But you got to do the right thing. Get your test, do whatever, take whatever guidance they give you. And is there an issue with salt with anybody?
That I don't know.
I'm asking Marguerite. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
well, White Lily is now in the chat room and she is asking for a card.
Of course you are.
So.
Oh, my God. I feel like an octopus. Okay.
And Raven says, thank you, Liz and Alisa. She says, not that I know of as far as salt goes. So she
okay, watch
know.
The salt. Watch the salt, girl. Watch the salt. Maybe it's Bruce. I don't know. Just watch the salt. Okay, let me just load up the database over here. Okay. Stand by. Oh, what's going on with my iPad? Stand by. Okay. It is. Okay. I am ready for White Lily's message.
All right. So just type in the word pick White Lily.
Okay. The message, the number associated with this message is 205, and this is the message that you picked for yourself, White Lily. The physical experience is to dissolve the veil of egoic judgment. Thank it for its service and love all that you witness from the heart of the soul. Great message. Great message, because we're just talking about physical symptoms, people. Great message. Thank you, White Lily, for picking it. I'll read it again. The physical experience is to dissolve the veil of egoic judgment. Thank it for its service and love all that you witness from the heart of the soul. 205.
Yeah. Very nice message. Well, it starts with this two, which we know is about partnerships and cooperation, and it's about that relationship that you do have with yourself, and then with that zero, which is source. So the relationship that you have with your higher self and source goes into that big cauldron of nothingness. And it says nothingness, but it's everything. It's everything and nothing. That's what that zero is. So all of experiences. And then you go to a five, which is about the physical experience. So being in this form and having those experiences. Those three numbers, it's interesting how they line up with that message. Because they end up in equaling a seven, which is the number of faith and a number of trusting the universal process, but also a number of discrimination and not being discriminating against anything, but just picking out and focusing on the things that truly matter. It's funny they just said and highlight the word matter, you know, because this is the form that you're in. So that's also the filter that you see things in. So the more you can appreciate where you are, what you have, what's going on right now, then the more that shapes what you end up looking at and attracting and continuing to experience. So,
right.
Not to say to be so head in the sand that you're not even, oh, everything's great, everything's fine. Or on the flip side, you know, just be completely down in the dump, cynical all the time. Because it's never all or nothing in this physical world. It's always a little bit of everything. Just like that zero is all and nothing, everything and nothing, then our experiences are the same. So as we continue, as you talked about ascension symptoms, as we continue to raise our vibration, because we go through these things and sometimes they're incredibly difficult, in fact, all the time, they're incredibly difficult. And as you work through them, whether it's your skin issue, whether it's your digestion issue,
it's
relationships, you know, any of it, as you go through that crucible and you end up figuring out what your part is, and you start to understand exactly how much control you have,
right,
and what you're actually responsible for, as you shed those layers of all the things you think you were supposed to be doing,
mm-hmm.
For other people, you know, to other people, because of other people, in spite of other people, whatever case may
mm-hmm.
be, it's still about you, because you can only be in this form,
right,
and be cognizant of it. Now, I'm not saying you can't be in other forms, but you're only in this form, and that's what you're experiencing. So, yeah, to go through that and to embrace it means that the next step and the next thing that you see, you bring that with you, and you start to look. Hopefully, you're training yourself. You start to look for where those blessings are. You start to look for how you can make it work. And even if you're aware of some of the possible pitfalls, you have to decide at that moment if you're going to just stay still, or if you're going to move forward. And if you are, how are you going to do it? All of those things happen in a split second, and it's going to happen regardless of whether you ponder and stay with it forever. Let me sleep on it for, you know, 6 months. Let me sleep on it for whatever.
Right.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen at some point. If it's meant to happen, it's going to happen. And the best thing we can do is to continue to better know ourselves, so we know how to adjust,
right?
How we've made it through. Some people say how we survived this, but then, you know, hopefully it goes that energy goes to how we've evolved from this instead of, oh, I survived it. Well, how have you evolved from it?
Right.
It's a higher vibration, and it's a higher way of thinking and being that then just catapults you to the next level. So,
right.
She wrote, I mostly just pay attention to myself these days and don't interact with many at all. Just putting
mm-hmm.
all my energy on myself. Yeah.
Good. Yeah,
and I think most people are kind of having to do that because they can't really
Hello.
Go anywhere else. However,
I'm not, yeah.
you know,
that's
there,
right. that's
there
right.
are plenty of people who are, you know, who are, they need to have that interaction. They need to be around people. So they're finding ways, being creative, and they're finding ways
right.
To still, I guess, get into that type of energy. I think what's good is that this does give us time, the time and the space that we need to kind of handle our things. And
right.
The thing is, we're still, even though we were able to do that, we're still a social being. So
yes,
when you do finally get out of the house, or if you do make that Zoom call or make a phone call, you still have to interact with other people.
That's right.
Or other beings. So that's still going to be the ongoing, you know, litmus test. for how have we evolved? How have I, sometimes you just realize in the space of not having to be around so many people, you realize what has really irritated you all along that you've never talked about. Like, oh, I hate
right.
what just happened, you know?
Right.
And then it becomes more refined because you have to get that out of your system, right?
Right.
And then, because then you look at other people and hopefully you view them compassionately because everyone else is having some other type of struggle, you know?
Right.
And they are where they are. You cannot fix it. But should you have to engage with that, then you can also give them the space of grace, the space to just have them be without it affecting you negatively. Because then if it is, then you could step away and go back and do what you need to do. But I feel like this slowing down has that potential gift for a lot of us, where we can kind of work out these little difficulties, and then when we have to be engaged with other people, then you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to catch myself on that. You know, it's not that big of a deal, or it's not about me. And when you can make that separation, then you are, your presence is that gift then for other people, because then maybe they could be as comfortable in their own skin as you are, and allow themselves the time to work on whatever they need to work on. And it doesn't have to always be work, but sometimes it's just that part of sitting still just calms everything down. She wrote, I've never been much of an interactor. My life hasn't changed much. I have worked from home for a long time. Plus, I think that most people are back to work, right? Some people are back to work. Like my brother had to go into the office yesterday. So some companies are trying to justify
right.
bringing people back in. why am I paying rent for this huge building?
Exactly.
So,
oh my God.
There is that. But what's interesting is that it, because we've adjusted for the last 6 months, 7 months, working from home or doing a lot of things remotely, that, you know, the call to go back to work means then it is dependent on all these other institutions going back too. So schools, which I just did a wine tour on Saturday for a group of educators, and they were so ready to go on this tour.
Oh, my God. They're like, give me a flight in the back of the car.
Right. They were and a lot of them work in districts where it's still it's not decided one way or the other.
Oh, my God.
Where it's, yes, we're all going back to school, or no, we're all going remotely. Sometimes it's like, well, you have a choice. So they're having to learn how to do their lessons both ways, you know, depending on the situation. So some people are having to go back to work, and some people are still, you know, lucky enough, I would say lucky enough, fortunate enough to continue to work remotely. I mean, and not to say that that's not easy or that it's just easy, but it comes with its own bit of adjustments, as everybody well knows.
Right.
But yeah, then she writes, I've actually been busier than ever. And I agree. I think that it's been interesting how, like for me, this is our busy season, so I kind of get it. But I've been running myself pretty ragged the last few days with a lot of last minute inquiries for wine tours, and I've had to push people away or offer them, you know, a Sunday tour instead of a Saturday tour. I'm like, well, you know, we're booked. Like, we're booked every weekend through the month of November. So I've got to figure out ways to handle the overflow. And there's a part of me, because there's a part of me that always wants to, can I split myself in two and drive all these tours?
Exactly.
No, I can't.
No,
you know,
good girl. We need to take care of ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then I'm not going to hire random people to do tours. And I have some people on my roster
right.
who have just said, you know, they're not comfortable driving And there are others that I might, I'm not going to ask twice. And energetically, I'm kind of feeling like you probably don't need to be behind the wheel right now. Like, you probably don't, you probably just need to stay put. And if you are driving, you probably don't need to have a bunch of people, you know, in the car with you. So
right.
These are things that I'm considering as well. And I'm good with saying no. I'm good with telling people, you know, it's a super busy time. Everyone's wanting to get out of the house and go to the mountains and drink some wine. I don't blame them.
Nope.
But yeah, you have to, I've had to be okay within myself to do that and kind of get rid of those feelings of guilt and the desire to try to bend over backwards and make something happen when, you know, it's just a wine tour. So just pick another day or don't go with us and that's fine. But pick, you know, do whatever. I know that we don't have any availability. And I'm trying to instill that with some of the other people I work with. I have a friend who's trying to, you know, make extra money, but then it's a busy weekend, this particular weekend, and
mm-hmm.
and she's, I can see it, you know, it was all through text, but I could feel that energy of, well, I want to do this, and I want to do that, like, look, you know, you don't have to go crazy, like, there'll be other opportunities for you to drive, but if you are just trying to, you're creating more work in the process of just trying to get this one job, and it's not worth it, to do it. It's not worth it for me to be engaged in it either. So, you know,
right.
like you're good. You know, you've got the next few weekends. Like, it's her son's birthday this weekend. And she's trying to explain all this stuff to me. I'm like, so your original answer here is that no,
but
you're
right,
not available.
Hello. Right. Hello. I know. It's
okay.
I always say be the solution, not the problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we don't need a whole song and a dance about, you know, the dog ate the homework. Just, okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
But we're managing.
Yeah.
So that's it. What else can we do? All right. Well, I still can't get my own appointment, which I'm less concerned about, but at least my son is scheduled.
Good.
And I certainly will, I'm sure – we'll get the results before Thursday's show. I will certainly text you and, of course, report on the air on
in
Thursday.
In real time.
In real time. Oh, my God. It's like, geez. All right. Okay. Whatever. Anyway. It's always something.
Yeah.
But, I'm not panicked, though. Another time, I would have been panicked. I would have taken this like it was, you know, crack cocaine, smoked it up, and nope. Whatever it is, we're going to just step through the experience. What can we do? That's it. Yeah.
Right.
But it's funny. It's funny how, you know, somebody coughs. We never thought about when people would cough or sneeze, if it was just, you know, something in passing,
mm-hmm.
of course, if somebody's hacking mm-hmm. away, no matter corona, no corona, you're going to not want to be too close to that. That's just, you know, hygiene and common sense. But, you know, I would have just brushed this off like, you're so having to do your homework and you're not going to leave the house so that you can feel better. But it's a whole other heightened situation where things, I mean, I don't think we'll ever I guess we're so programmed now that things will never be the same. I think we'll always be hypervigilant. I also think, the mask thing is going to be with us for a while.
Mm.
You know, I don't think it's like, okay, you can burn your mask. We have a vaccine now. I think that's going to be, I wouldn't be surprised if a year from now, maybe not all the time, but that we're going to have like access to our masks. And put them on when we feel that we need to put them on, or that there's certain times that we have to put them on. I don't know. I just
mm-hmm.
think it's kind of incorporating as like a lifestyle type of situation.
Hmm.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I hope I can still go to New Mexico, but we'll see. I don't know. Mommy is earning that trip big time now. It's like, well, just a little something before you go. Just a little something. Just a little something to take with you. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, that would be, that's going to be a nice trip.
Yeah, and the husband of one of the people that I gave a virtual reading to, and it's funny because I've read about four women based in Albuquerque through my friend that I'm visiting, and I think I'm going to have a couple of live sessions with a couple of them. One, unfortunately, just passed away. And I mentioned to this a while ago. She passed away a couple of weeks ago. But I had said to her, you feel like you're running out of time. And this was before she was sick. She didn't anything. And then, like, a week later, she got sick. And like, overnight, she lost, like, 25 pounds. It was crazy. And then 2 weeks later, she's in hospice. And then a week later, she's gone. And one of the first things I said to her, I said, you feel like you're running out of time.
Wow.
I know, right? But the husband of one of the women that I read happens to be a shaman. Like the real deal.
What?
Girl. Yes. I know. So I'm just going to do a little vetting on your behalf. I mean, I'm not going to say nothing. So I have a girlfriend that I do my show with. And she's like, you know, she thinks about the whole shaman situation. So I don't know what you think about that. No, I'm not. Like, what you think about, you know, she cute, she nice, she likes a sensible shoe. She looks cute in the base. She looks cute in the newsboy cap. She's adorable. We love her. She knows how to rock a vest. She's cute. But isn't that funny? He is the real deal.
Yeah.
Real deal.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do a little just observation. Maybe I'll ask a question or two because I'm fascinated. You know, I love meeting people and finding out, especially people that do like really profound, unique, unusual, fabulous things. But I thought, well, isn't that fun? And I just found out, like on Sunday, that we were invited to go to their home. I guess she was so happy with her reading. And she was one of my favorite people to read. I really, really liked her a lot. She's hardcore Chicano realness. And she's great. I mean, she looks like Cher. I mean, this bitch got hair down to her. I mean, she's so beautiful. And she does, I forget her healing modality. I think she does some sort of healing herself, but she also works within the community. She helps women. She helps empower women. She has some not-for-profit that she runs that helps women, which I think is wonderful. But her husband is a full-on shaman, and she assists him. I think his name is Nico, if I'm not mistaken. Nico the Shaman, if I'm not mistaken with the name. But isn't that crazy, girl?
Tell you what.
Yes.
It's coming up.
It's coming up. I know. Yeah.
And I don't
I mean,
know if you get. Do you do the Hay House stuff? Are you on? Do you have that app?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't have the app. I used to have it. I don't have it anymore. I'm just, you know, I'm on all over the place. But I used to be a Hay House junkie. But why do you ask? Is that because of that challenge? I got their emails still, so I'm like looped in.
Oh no! It's more to because that's what I've been listening to their immersive learning,
right
stuff.
Right.
That's why I've started another session. I'm just really fascinated with it.
Well, it's interesting because it's like you're doing that, but you're being made aware of like this whole like sort of shamanistic energy, you know. So I don't know if it might be tied to this accelerated learning process that you're involved in right now. I've been doing a 40-day Kriya challenge, which is, I really like it. It's just an 11-minute meditation practice, but you say a mantra, but you touch certain points on your finger pads, and it really helps. And you do it in the morning. It helps clear anxiety and balance yourself out, and then you do it at night, and it really helps with releasing anxiety and sleeping. And thank goodness, because my stomach has been very affected since March. So I'm really working on clearing that. No, I have my celery juice. Did I even have coffee yet? No. Did I have to switch to half caffeine, half coffee blend? Yes. It's really weird. And I'm not going through caffeine withdrawal, which the headaches, I'm not. But it's weird for me. But it's like you have to pay attention, you know, with things, habits and things shift.
Yeah.
Or you know, our bodies are becoming less dense and more light-filled. So there's a lot happening, clearly. So, Elisa, I will text you anon and let you know what's up with our situation over here. We're fine. Thank you, listeners,
yes,
for supporting the craziness that is this wacky-ass show. And if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. We're scheduled to be back on the air with good news this coming Thursday. No, bitch, because we ain't playing. This coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Stay safe. Be responsible. Take care of yourselves. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you. Take care.
Love you.
Bye. Yeah.